This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
An air quality health advisory is in effect for Northern Teller and Northwestern El Paso County until 8 o'clock tonight. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment issued the alert as wildfire smoke is expected to enhance ozone concentrations across the area. That includes areas like Woodland Park, Florissant, Colorado Springs, Manitou Springs, and Monument. Officials say air quality will be at unhealthy levels for sensitive groups this afternoon and early evening. Two underage suspects taken into custody late yesterday afternoon after an hours-long standoff in Pueblo. Police say one of them was wanted in connection with an early Tuesday morning drive-by. That shooting took place around 5 o'clock yesterday morning in the 1300 block of Jackson Street. Police tipped off that the alleged shooter was in a home on Greenwood and West 13th. So they asked the suspect to leave the home peacefully, but they did not comply. So Pueblo Police Sergeant Frank Ortega said the SWAT team was called in.
So they made several more announcements. They weren't getting no response. They made entry. This is a duplex. They made entry in one door. The suspect came out the other door. He was placed into custody along with a juvenile female.
Police have not released that suspect's identity or their charges at this time. During the course of the standoff, officers did say the male suspect believed to have had a history of prior weapons violations and at least one previous arrest. Staying in Pueblo, where police need your help finding a pickup truck involved in a motorcycle crash and subsequent hit and run. Officers say the dark four-door pickup truck hit the motorcycle, then fled southbound on Santa Fe. Two people on the motorcycle suffered serious injuries. Police believe the truck has damage to the front passenger side, different wheels on the front and back passenger sides, and possibly a missing window. It's believed to be a faded green color. Anyone with information urged to contact police in Pueblo. Recent court rulings in El Paso County could impact more than 1,000 DUI cases that came about during the course of the pandemic. In March of 2020, the Colorado Springs Police Department suspended breath testing for DUIs. The idea was to prevent the spread of COVID-19, but it's how long Springs Police have kept that policy in place, and that's resulting in dismissed cases and DUI blood evidence being tossed out. A recent court order shows that the CSPD did not restart breathalyzer testing until February of this year, even after the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment sent a memo to the agency with options on how to make breathalyzer testing safer.
You have government officials making these decisions to deprive citizens of statutory rights that our legislature, our representatives, put in place, right? We've decided that those are our rights. They decided that it doesn't matter. We're not going to give them to you.
Colorado Springs defense attorney Joe Mayer saying that other agencies in the area either didn't stop using breath testing or only limited breath testing for a short period of time. In some CSPD DUI cases during the pandemic, county judges have ruled to throw out blood testing evidence because drivers did not get the option for a breath test. There's also been at least one outright dismissal where a driver refused a blood alcohol test. Could our local area be seeing vaccine mandates similar to what's being put in place in Denver right now? El Paso County's incident rate for COVID-19 cases is higher than that in Denver County. Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers says that he is continuing to discuss options with the state and county health departments and also working to balance safety and the liberty of city employees. However, other elected officials in town, like Councilmember Bill Murray, say time is now to act.
Okay, we'll continue to monitor a fire that's out of control. No, let's fight the fire that's out of control. If we want to stabilize the situation, mandatory masks, mandatory vaccine, and do we have this thing under control?
El Paso County health officials say they are not planning to initiate a public health order at this time, but they are supporting area businesses that choose to mandate employees get the vaccine themselves. Masks are being required regardless of vaccination status at residential care facilities across the state of Colorado. KRDO's Jessica Grunling with more now on that decision.
The new requirements are that staff, visitors, and residents in these facilities must be masked regardless of vaccination status. Testing is required for people who have close contact with a COVID-positive person. Testing will include both lab-based PCR and rapid testing daily during the incubation period. Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says they will continue to monitor virus data so they can make decisions best for Colorado's residential care facilities.
Once again, KRD is Jessica Grunling with that reporting.
Mainly cloudy skies and mild temperatures with clearing skies this evening. Highs today in the upper 70s for Colorado Springs, low 80s around the Pueblo area, and a small chance for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms out across the eastern plains this afternoon. More sunshine and warming up on Thursday, back to 86 degrees in Colorado Springs and the low 90s around Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.